You know, they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in HR, you'd also say it's paved with holiday parties and sales incentive trips. So a workplace I know years ago had a sales incentive trip. And I wouldn't exactly call it a trip because it was more of about a 20-hour excursion. And so it was whatever team had done the best would get this bus trip to go to a casino and back overnight. There were no hotel rooms.
Oh, my God.
It was just
oh my God.
Just an overnight, you know, go in the afternoon, come the next morning. So no hotel rooms, which is a benefit at times because the road to hell definitely is paved with corporate hotel rooms.
Yes.
But so, you know, party all night.
Like you're going hard.
Going real hard.
Yeah.
Real hard. But so not only is it a casino, but, you know, when you go there, you need money to spend at the casino. And so to make it matter, on the bus ride up, they did trivia. Like trivia, oh, do this and get like a couple $100.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah. Like, so what kind of trivia? Maybe like, you know, good email subject lines. Like, oh, what percentage to sale? No work exactly related trivia. More specific trivia about members of the team and some personal aspects.
Ooh, sounds like an HR nightmare.
truly, and legals, probably. And one of the questions, for example, was how many people has insert name slept with at the company?
Oh my gosh. No, of course,
because this is, you know, groups of rowdy people who
everyone's drinking on the bus.
Everyone's drinking. So you're not in the mindset to say, oh, excuse me, can I see the handbook? Who I can raise a concern about this.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd like to report this.
12, 7. It was like 50 something was the answer.
And impressive. I don't, wait.
But they were real answers?
Real answers.
Like they did
go
research?
Girl or boy?
Exactly. The fact that you'd ask that question.
Yeah.
That
and that you'd answer as well.
Yeah, that you'd answer. And, yeah, right. That the person would answer and that they'd thought about this ostensibly before the drinking started to be prepared for this trivia question. And so I think that was just one example. And so whoever got that, you know, went to the tables and did all of those things. And so I remember picking somebody up the next morning who would come back, and it literally looked like the Hangover prequel of these ragamuffin people coming off the bus. But I think when you think about some of these incentive trips and the like, HR, clear your calendar anytime. Just mm-hmm. look at the schedule. You know, in addition to the holiday schedule, you have your own separate HR schedule, which is what are our incentive trips? What are our holiday parties? And just clear your schedule and block out, I'm going to have shit to do. I just have an open door, an open email, and I'm going to need to open up some reviews and investigations on the back end of this.
Where can I get invited to one of those?
I know, it does.
Like if you have any sales incentive trips in your organization and I don't know, just want a buddy, like reach out to me because that just sounds so much
well,
fun.
In college, no, wait, were you all in sororities in college?
No.
I was not.
Okay.
But Ashley, were you in a sorority?
I already know the answer.
Yeah, I do too. Well, Tri Delta.
Yeah, that's right. Tri Delta. So fair enough. But so we had a saying called Sugar Baker. And so if you were out at a party and someone was getting a little out of whack, you'd tap them and say Sugar Baker. And that was like sorority speak for like get your shit together. And this was pre-social media days, thankfully. But
is that from Designing Women?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, yes, the Sugar Baker.
Yes. And so it was Sugar Baker. And so it's basically like, hey, bitch, you're
pull yourself together.
Yeah, you're
feral as fuck right now.
But of course, when you like, you know, when someone's at the point that they're acting a little out of control mm-hmm. and you say Sugar Baker to them, they're probably gonna like half the time they're gonna like argue back with you, don't sugar baker me, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do think as we talk about this, a service that we could be providing as your HR besties is for these
sugar bakers.
But instead of trips, we will come along and be your professional sugar bakers be like, this is
yes.
getting, but we might actually get out of control alongside you.
So. We will. No, but we'll still sugar baker your
ass. That's the reason HR's not invited, because we'll sugar baker the shit out of you.
Only if you ask, though. only if you want Sugar Baker.
Yeah, if you want. Yeah.
Right? I always volunteer myself as a wing woman because I'm a great wing woman.
Yeah.
Like, because, oh yeah. Because, you know, I'd have a friend who'd be like, oh my gosh, she's so cute or he's so cute or whatever. And I'm like, oh, let me go up to him for you. let's bring him over. You know what I mean? I'm that person. You know what I mean?
You can serve a variety of functions.
Yes. Or I pretend to be a wife or I pretend to be a girlfriend or whatever you need. Just give me an eye.
I think that's called an escort.
No, not like that. I mean, yes. I mean, technically, but not like that. I'm just saying, you know, if someone comes up to you and you're not interested, you just give me a little look and I'm going to come up as your friend and pretend we're together. You know what I mean? Okay, basically, I'm for hire for anything. I mean, that's
Sugar baker.
Oh, gosh. Sugar baker for sure.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
To kick off our meeting, thank you so much for joining us on HR Besties today. I'd like to do just a quick run through of the agenda of our meeting here. We're going to do some cringe corporate speak to start, and Jamie's going to take the lead on that. And then we're going to shift into our hot topic for today, which is all about ghosting in the hiring process. Oh my gosh. Ooh. I had to do like a ghost sound.
You're like the 90s ghost.
Oh, yeah, you're that Dracula.
Like, walk up to the house like jump scare.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what it feels like sometimes. Oh, my God.
Jump scare the way people are treated.
It is. And so I know this is always a hot topic across social and in our personal and professional lives, ghosting in the hiring process. So we'll dive deep into that. And because we do, of course, have a hard stop, well, Jamie does anyway, you know, we'll do our questions and comments at the end and then, you know, part ways for this day. And so let's go ahead and jump right into it. Jamie, our cringe corporate speak.
Yes. So our cringe corporate speak of the day is boots on the ground. Mm. And I will say that specifically when I was working for a company where we had consultants, they loved corporate jargon, but they loved boots on the ground because we were talking like high level transmitting information down to a bunch of different facilities, right? So we were talking about the boots on the ground, you know, those that are actually working in the facilities as the HR director, the HR. So that word was used so much. And I just, for some reason, it bothered me. It actually, what it means, the origin of it, is the ground troops who are on active service in a military operation, which I get.
But in the military, yes.
In the military, but like...
But let's not pretend we're at war in corporate. Like,
exactly.
No.
Like, we're not going to war, so can we maybe say something different? And I don't know, what else would we call it?
I mean, like, getting involved
in
the person at the facility, like, you know what
I mean?
Have people present to get a sense of actually what the F is happening in the real workplaces and what the business is about. Again, a little longer. But it is, I actually, the military references in a corporate workplace.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And again, I think people say things sometimes and they're not thinking about it. So we'll meet you where you are. And so if you think about these things, you know, there are veterans in the workplace. It can be a real transition. They require support. Veterans are a fantastic source of for your candidate pools. Mm-hmm. It also at times can require that training of what a corporate environment is like. And so to adopt or take those terms, one, I think can be really traumatizing for those. There are members, whether it's military, whether it's firefighters. There was an episode of Working Class Podcast. Ryan Steigart, Attorney Paige was on it, Paige Sparks. And they talked about in the workplace when you talk to members of the military or like firefighters and when the questions people ask sometimes.
Oh, like, I know. Like, have you ever killed somebody?
Yeah. Did you ever, have you ever lost anybody?
Ridiculous.
People's trauma is not your entertainment Correct. Or source of conversation in the workplace. And again, sometimes people just don't realize that. So we're here to... But, you know, but the boots on the ground, things like that, when you get into those military terms, being respectful of those people's experiences, but also not pretending like generally what you're doing, your SaaS software solution.
is life or death, right? Not, and we're on the front lines.
I promise you it's not
Cold
that serious.
War. Yeah. I mean, please.
Capitalism. Yes. It's like war.
Disruption of the marketplace is very important. I appreciate it if you make my life easier to dry my hair with my smart hair dryer. I appreciate that. I can wait 6 months for that. That's fine. I can pause and wait on that technology. We don't need to pretend like we are saving actual lives.
So true. It's so true. But that you make an excellent point of just, you know, respecting people's experiences and, you know, being mindful of the language in the workplace because some can absolutely be triggering. Right. So when you reflect on that, you know, it's wow. Okay. Ooh, maybe I can change how, you know, I present myself, present mm-hmm. what I'm trying to convey.
You know, Lee has the best collection of non-military boots.
Oh, I know. That's amazing.
Ever seen. And so if you see her socials and hers, she has amazing footwear.
Even on our HR Besties little, our main page, she's got some kick-ass boots on.
Yeah, look at hrbesties.com. It's helpful when you're out for hire.
I was waiting for the tie-in
well,
there.
She's, you know, just, she's in the
oh
trenches.
My God,
you're
yeah,
talking about tying people up, so that's fine.
Oh, man, me and my hooker boots. But anyway, pro sex work. But
get your bag, girl.
Oh, man, just one step away from OnlyFans. My God.
Do you ever wish that you had an HR legal bestie in your pocket? 650 is just that. Your trusted, always available ally for your employment law questions, minus the hefty price tag of a lawyer. Compliance may not be your favorite chore in HR, but it's important and it's hard. But 650 is here to make it easy. With 650, managing multi-state HR compliance is a breeze. Their tools help you to understand complex state laws and craft compliant documents effortlessly, but also keep everything up to date automatically. They have a comprehensive What's the Law in This State library to a 50-state employee handbook builder. 650 turns compliance into convenience. So, HR pros juggling multi-state teams, simplify your compliance today. Visit 650.com/besties. That's SIXFIFTY.com/besties. And discover how to stay ahead with 650's seamless solutions.
All right. Well, that's great. Thank you so much for covering the important topic of cringe corporate speak, Jamie. But let's go ahead and pivot over to our hot topic for today. And, and that's everything ghosting in the hiring process. Like collective big sigh. I think we've all been there. I have been there. And I have been there. So hard because what is so funny is one of my best friend, his name is Mike. Shout out to Mike. I love you.
But our names aren't Mike.
I know, my bad. But this is my, I know, right? Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, when he and I were going through the hiring process in college, you know, we still talk about 20 years later being ghosted in a lot of those interviews. And we still, shout out to a tech brand, you know, we still talk about them and Heather. At that brand, you know, for saying you are the best and you're coming on board for that internship and we absolutely love you and we're still waiting for that, offer letter, you know, 20
Damn
years
you,
later.
Heather, if you're listening.
For real. Yeah. HH, you know, that's a Heather. but I mean, we still think about her, you know, and so maybe she'll apologize over email, but we're not waiting.
Automated.
You know? Yeah, I know. We didn't even get that, you know?
No.
But, you know, especially when you're young, those things really stick with you because that was like our first time ever being ghosted, right? And so it's like, oh my God. But just know, my whole point of sharing that story is that it's personal. So if like this hurts you when you're ghosted, totally normal, like to personalize it, right? Because it absolutely hurts. But just know that this isn't a new phenomenon, okay? This isn't because of, you know, the internets, you know, and all of this. I mean, this has been going on since the beginning of people getting jobs and hiring.
Yes.
You know, it just looked different or felt different. So I'm talking 20 years ago being ghosted by like snail mail.
I'm still, I went to, when I was in law school and I interviewed for a law firm in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I drove there. I'd had multiple interviews. With my final interview, I went and spent a full day there. Drove there, drove back, you know, I'm still waiting to find out whether I'm getting, I'm just going to show up one day and ask if they have my computer ready. They
for
did
real.
Pay my mileage, thankfully. So I guess that, you know, that's so at least I got
well,
that.
Well, yeah, at least you got a little bit of money.
That's, we're going on almost 20 years and still waiting.
See how it sticks?
Of
like
course,
it sticks with you,
it does,
right?
Because it's, but people say,
oh my God,
what is wrong with people? Plenty. Plenty.
People be peopling.
And when it comes to the hiring process, it feels so personal because it is. And
to
so,
you.
But people say, like, it's like the secret. Put it out there in the universe. People will say, oh, you'll hear from me. You'll hear from us by Friday. Constantly, people are overestimating their own ability
to get
alignment, to get decisions, to get these things. And when you're interviewing and hiring people, I think there's this thought that there's this collection of Mary Poppins candidates that are literally waiting. And so if you just wait a little longer, this person will emerge in the hiring pool and you don't want to miss out. And so it's just these delays.
And to play devil's advocate here, because I have been on the flip side of that,
of course.
So I've been in HR Department 1 several times, and HR Department 1 means I was also doing recruiting. So any given job, let's say I have 10 jobs posted, and that's a pretty small rec load. But when you're HR Department of One, I was over several facilities. You can have up to 200 candidates for one position. So yes, there's going to be candidates that are ghosted, and it's not a reflection of you. Now, one thing that I was very adamant on is if you got an interview from me, whether it was a phone screen or a face-to-face interview, I was going to send you, for a phone screen, it was the automated one out of our system. But for a face-to-face interview, I was going to send you an email. Now, everyone else, no, I'm sorry. You're going to get, once the job closes, the rec closes in the system, you're going to get the automated email that, you know, says thank you so much. Now, are some of those timely? I can say absolutely not. So
like
for instance,
3 years later.
Yeah.
Like
so for instance, we had, we had a position that was almost like an evergreen position because it was high turnover always. It was a front desk employee. So, you know, that position, that rec was hardly ever had to be closed. So people might be still waiting. I never even reviewed their resume, for instance. Mm-hmm. But it's not intentional, know that. Some companies are better about it than other companies as far as, you know, providing you feedback or even just a simple email like, hey, we've moved forward with another candidate. Or even like, hey, you are great. We happen to move forward with another candidate. Do you mind if I keep your resume on file for future positions? But do know that recruiters typically, they have heavy rec loads. So they're like, you know, 30 plus rec loads. And each job has such a high volume of applicants that they can't get to everyone. Now, is it shitty? Abso-fucking-lutely. Like, I'm not disagreeing. I've been ghosted myself. It sucks. But I've also been on the flip side. So I understand why it happens. And I'm not saying it's okay either.
But see, what you described to me is not ghosting. Like, just not hearing back after you apply to something, to me, isn't ghosting.
Right.
What ghosting is when I actually am starting to create a, quote, relationship with an organization. We have a conversation. I've been interviewed. Heather promising me an offer letter is coming. Right. I'm still waiting for that fucking offer 20 years later for that internship that in that place. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's what ghosting is, right? Because it's like the dating. It's like the same as when you're dating someone and they just don't respond.
I agree. I mean, I think some of these steps, and I even in like recentness, and I'll say this, if you've been ghosted, which is probably everybody, know that, one, you dodged a bullet with who you're working with, especially if you're in that process and they're not getting back to you. Because that's when people are going to ideally show you their best. And that's not someone you're going to want to work with. But like when I've been ghosted, it has hurt deeply, like cried, been anxious. Because when you get excited, you know, you may be telling family members, friends. And so then people are asking, oh, have you heard back from the, no, that, yeah,
still
waiting. Sorry. Like, yeah, still wait. You know, it's these ripple effects of these conversations. So know that hiring managers, especially as people are, I agree, in that process. But no, like, I would not be sitting here today on this podcast if I've gotten some of those jobs that I thought were my destiny and was my dream job. And then it was soul crushing when I did not get it. And one in particular that I really was like, this is it. I was so excited. I was reaching out to people doing these things. And it was like the toddler that, you know, is learning to swim, where the, oh, just one more step. Okay, well, we're going to have one more step. Like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Whatever you need. Because now I'm feeling like it's going to win a prize. And when I found out I didn't get it, which was through somebody else who knew the person that did get it, and it had got found out a couple days before, I was every emotion, so pissed. But you know what? It was the best thing that happened to me. And so you may not feel like that in the moment, but you probably will look back at some point and be glad for whatever the next square of your career quilt is, that it was not that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, I look back at some of the jobs that unfortunately they didn't ghost me for. I wish they would have ghosted me.
God, yes.
Why'd you call me back? Yeah. Why'd I fall for that?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
But why does ghosting happen? I mean, I think Jamie makes a great point that, you know, there are real humans behind each of these job buckets that people are applying to. And, you know, if you are being ghosted, put yourself in their shoes and, you know, try to, you know, think about, what is that organization going through? Is it going through high growth? Perhaps it's chaotic. Perhaps it is a red flag that it's a shit show sort of organization. Yeah. Perhaps they don't have process, right? Perhaps they don't have, you know, the type of culture you'd like to be a part of. You know, to Ashley's point about dodging bullets, I mean, you know, really reflect and take the, you know, instead of just kind of say, oh gosh, why? But, you know, why me? Why me? Be like, hey, what's going on with them, you know, and reflect on that, because ultimately it may not be the type of organization you would really want to join.
Also, it's not personal. It's not necessarily a reflection of you that you got ghosted. It's more of a reflection of the company or the recruiter that you're working with, or et cetera. Yeah. Actually, I want to give a shout out real quick to Nikki Jazz. She's on TikTok and Instagram, and she's actually become a friend of mine in the last couple of years. She's also a content creator, but she's actually a corporate recruiter. So, you know, she works for United Airlines. She has great content. And it really resonates with me as someone who has been on the recruiting side in some of my career. But she actually, I think, recently had a video about why you get ghosted. And it was really good. But, you know, people in the comments, well, so-and-so ghosted. I'm like, I hear you, but know that you aren't the only person that applied to the job. Now, 100% agree, though. Like,
100%.
I had an interview. This was like late 2000s. That sounds weird to say that. It's like 2009.
Like 2099.
We're getting
with
older.
A brand that makes guitars. And they literally, like, I think I went for 14 interviews. I'm taking off work at this point. The hiring manager, the lady that I will report to, is like, this is all you. You got this. And then nothing. So I follow up and I get an email saying, thanks so much. We've moved with another candidate. Okay, no problems. But then the hiring manager reaches back out and was like, hey, have you gotten your offer letter yet? So I literally forward her the email that I got. And she was like, no, that's wrong. That was for a different Jamie. So then the recruiter sent me the email, reaches out to me, and she says, oh, that's right. That was for the wrong Jamie. You are still in the running. never heard from anything after that.
I mean, no, you didn't.
Shit, you not.
Oh my God.
It's like, it cringe. Literally, like, yeah. When you see it,
like, see, like, and that pissed me off and stuck with me.
It's so
because I'm like, was I the right Jamie or the wrong Jamie? Right. Like, we'll never know. I guess I was the wrong Jamie.
Well, I'll say this. So, a few things, and I agree. Nikki Jazz, also Sammy Jones, who's win.
Oh, yes,
the job,
win. Yeah.
Underscore, yeah. Whatever. Win the job.
She's great too.
And she has really good stuff on the candidate side as well, and some of these things about how to reach out if you feel like you're getting ghosted. And I love those. But so also some of the things to keep in mind, and for HR teams, I mean, I actually think if you're an HR team of one, you cannot handle recruiting as well. And you have
I
to,
agree.
You physically, you, but you really,
I was at a nonprofit.
Yeah. No, I know.
But it's,
I
but,
know.
But it's
I know.
Important that, but it's so important that managers understand that, because managers will want HR, you do it. This is your job. Like, okay. You know,
every facet of HR was under.
Yeah. It's
junk
not,
drawer.
It's not, for HR, one of the things that can be really helpful to communicate is some standard things. So I think in the language, like that, I an automated email, I'm a huge proponent of getting back to people. And I've had a couple DMs that say, I don't want to be quickly notified that I didn't get it. I'd rather they just didn't reach out to me at all. And ooh. I say, well, I think I'd challenge you on that because, but not challenge you, but like I'd, overall, I'm sure there's some people, like it doesn't feel good, but I do think having some communication is better than silence.
Yeah.
And you're never going to please everybody.
All.
But think about what that looks like. If it's just, you know, totally, you know, nothing, like try to make it at least somewhat human. I will say, I actually can't remember the name. A friend of mine sent me a screenshot and she's like, I bet you'd love to see this. It was like an auto rejection email from first thing. It was like the most puffery shit you've ever read of like, we know you're an amazing human and you have value.
Hey,
in the world.
Rock star.
Like, literally like, but yeah, unfortunately, it's not going to work out, but we're so excited. Keep us posted on where you land. The fuck are you talking about? What? Look, then follow me on LinkedIn. Like what? Like, no. Like, don't over-rotate on that. But is some of those, have some of those standards to managers or HR things, having timelines. So mapping out that process, the best interview processes are tight, are timely, are respectful of everyone's time, knowing that they're probably interviewing other places, and keeping with that schedule and making those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tell someone you're going to hear from them by Friday, then reach out to them by Friday. And if for some reason you can't, let them know, hey, I'm sorry, this, communicate at every step of the way. It is the least that you can do for people to match what you're saying. And do not promise what you can't deliver on. Don't point to the person, their cube. Oh, this is where you're going to sit. This is, you know, these things, same. Like, I bet there's so many people listening that had that. Your offer is coming. These are, and then
Heather.
When's it come? When's, you know, it's a delay.
I wish that I could say the girl's name from the guitar brand, but her name is very, very unique.
Okay. Well, you don't need to. What's not, that's fine.
But guitar brand.
She knows. She's listening.
Guitar brand.
She knows. She missed you. She missed out.
But it's never too late. I need that closure. Heather.
I am. But also adding those next steps, like, oh, we're going to have one next step. Or if you have an internal candidate and you're really considering them, you know, really try to go with that rather than having the, you know, all the interviews with external people.
Yeah, string everyone along.
Yeah. It's, and also, do not let people find out, oh my God, there's so many things, but do not let people find out they didn't get the job by reposting it on LinkedIn. Like if it's been closed and then reposting it or putting back in your screen, like just communicate with people. I will have one small plug, which is a nonprofit that I work with. I'm the volunteer country director for US and Canada for the Circle Back Initiative, which is founded by Steve Gard out of Australia. But what it is it recognizes employers that commit to getting back to every applicant. Simple. All we're talking about having literally, and it's having those automated responses and having those stage gates. So if people have interviews, to Lee's point, if you've had this relationship, giving them this level, and it's those are the commitments that they ask. And in exchange, you get a badge. You can also work with them. They have a benchmarking product about candidate experience that's really cool. But the Circle Back Initiative is completely free for employers. So please, we'll have it in the show notes. But if you can commit to that or want to look and see what's expected, it's literally the bare minimum. The Circle Back Initiative, and it's a really cool thing for employers, and they're really expanding in the U.S. and in Canada. And so we have some great organizations. Hopefully, you're listening that are part of it already.
Yeah, no, I think that's awesome. Please, everyone go check that out, because what people fail to realize, and I say this a lot, I mean, all the time, I may even have videos on this, I don't know, but the candidate experience is simply the beginning of the employee experience.
Yes.
It matters, right? It matters. Oh, and it really matters for your brand too, and your brand reputation, because, you know, if you leave people hanging like that, or you're making promises, or your say-do ratio is off and low, you know, people attribute that to the company and the brand.
Did you say say-do ratio?
Say-do ratio.
Oh, I've never heard that. I like
that. Oh, really? Yeah. I'd love that. You want that say-do ratio to be high, you know? Do what you say, right?
Love it.
And so that is so key and important, because some people out there, people like me, I mean, I'm holding you to your word. You know, I'm thinking you're really going to come back, you know? So Heather, it's not too late if you're listening. I know it's been over 20 years, you know, but bitch needs an internship this summer. And so I'm waiting for that offer letter that's in the mail. You know what I mean? Like, it's never too late. Yeah. Oh yeah. Get some of that, you know, tech swag there. But yeah, I'll reload Austin for the summer to do that internship along with the other 22-year-old.
Kids in the hall.
This is reminding me of a movie with Vince Vaughn.
Oh yeah, the internship. Oh yeah. That's a good movie.
Okay, okay.
Wait, the internship or the intern?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Internship, I think.
Well, I think of Drew Barrymore. Don't you have the one where she goes to high school or something?
Yes.
Or
never been kissed.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my
god. Really
gosh.
Bringing some references.
I have to tell you a little secret. I've always been super self-conscious about my thin hair until I started using Vegamore. I always try to do the right thing by my body, so when it comes to my hair and scalp health, finding a product that actually works and is made with clean ingredients always seems like a trade-off. But with Vegamore, I get products that are made with clean ingredients and give me visibly healthier hair and scalp. I'm able to have visibly fuller, thicker, shinier, and longer hair without all the harsh ingredients. In every cute pink bottle of Vegamore, products are 100% cruelty-free and never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. What's even better is Vegamore's value kits, like the Grow Essentials Kit, you get to try more than one amazing product at a great savings. When you sign up for the monthly subscription, you save more and you never run low on products you need to take care of your hair. The key, obviously, is consistency in your routine for your most beautiful, healthy-looking hair. I use Vegamore Grow Hair Serum daily on my hair and scalp, and they are flourishing. I also opted for the Grow Origins kit as well with the brow and lash serum because I'm trying to get like Bestie Lee's eyelash status. Also, I don't know about you guys, but I can tell you my brows have still not recovered since the late 90s over tweezing. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff is. So give your hair the power of the little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, HR Bestie listeners are getting 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/besties. Use code besties at checkout. That's Vegamore, vegamore.com/besties, code besties, to save 20% off your first order. That's vegamore.com/besties, code besties.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And some of us wear our emotions on our sleeve, and some of us not so much. But regardless, when we keep all of those stressors bottled up, it can start to affect us and those around us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Now, this is especially important for those besties out there that work in HR or perhaps are a people leader, manager, boss, because people be people, and don't they? They really do. And so you need to make sure you have an outlet to share so that you can thrive. If you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, so it's completely designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HRBesties today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp,
HELP.com/HR besties. Stay well, besties.
So in our podcast, sometimes I'll give ideas of leadership meetings and things you can do with your leadership meeting activities, HR can bring up. So let's have one bring up. Is like your Glassdoor or any of those type of employer sites.
Yikes.
But look,
up.
You can look at the case. So you can look at Glassdoor. That's always important to look at. But also the interview on, they have like a tab that talks about interviews and people talk about that interview process. So pull that up in your leadership team meetings and go through it and think about that. And then the byproduct or the output should be actions. What can we do? Open your eyes to what that experience is like. Because if you have your business that has customers, hopefully all, or those you support, think about those people. And if those potential customers could see how you treat potential employees, would they want to do business mm-hmm. with you?
Absolutely. So, yeah. And how you treat your employees is how they're going to treat your customer, right? So this is all interconnected here. So just a reminder on that. Now, nobody's perfect, but anything you can automate, focus on automating that, because in the absence of information, people are going to plug in some really negative assumptions, like me with Heather. And so that just naturally happens because we're human there. So protect your brand.
Do you look up Heather on LinkedIn?
I have.
Where is she now? Is she still there? Where has she gone in her career path? I mean, without being...
It looked like she may have had there's been a few years since Mike and I did it, but you know, sometimes we do check in on her, you know, but it looked like maybe she did a lateral, maybe had a little demotion, then went up a little bit, you know what I mean?
People, we never forget. Also, if you're really busy, but when I'm at my busiest, that's when I find myself popping in my head to be like, oh, my third grade teacher's son, whatever happened,
exactly.
You know, whatever happened to him. Oh, shit, yeah. These people, I haven't seen her posting with her spouse in a while.
Yeah.
Well, let me, Encyclopedia
I have
Brown.
Not looked at Guitar Brand.
Do it.
You're going to. Look it right now.
That's why we have a hard stop, is because we're going to have to go look this
yeah,
person
I'm going to have to look her up.
And I mean, don't Guitar get the Brand. Wrong idea out there. Like, I'm okay emotionally. Okay, I don't always think of Heather. You know, this is just coming up. I'm just venting here in this safe space with the besties. I don't stalk her or anything. I'm not like obsessively following her on the LinkedIn.
Just make sure your privacy settings. Check your privacy settings to make sure that people can't see that you viewed their profile.
Fuck
if you don't
the privacy.
Want to.
I want everyone to know that I'm looking at them. Fuck
really?
That shit. Yeah, I want you to know I'm fucking tapping you on the shoulder and peeking up on you. I have no privacy settings, man. I just lay that shit out.
Well, see, that's the big
Heather. Heather, you owe me a Heather, look at me
bitch,
looking
I
at you, bitch. I know that you see me looking at you. I do not have privacy settings on
I
purpose, so you know. Yes,
God, that's a real mind fuck for Heather.
And yeah, it is.
I like
I
that.
Hope so.
Well, I have to be the other side, where sometimes people, I have to look into things and you know, review things for people sometimes, and so people really shouldn't see that I'm looking at their profile.
Right.
So I've some real reasons. I love that. I love that so much, Lee.
It's me though, right?
Lee,
you know my
you.
I don't
it's,
give a attitude.
Yeah, I really have a lot to learn from the confidence department sometimes.
Yeah, it's like, no, let them see me seeing. Let them see me seeing.
Oh my God,
you
can
know?
Can you imagine though, if you're like, literally, like, if you, and you're like, that person looks familiar, and you realize that's a candidate, a ghost from Christmas past.
Okay. Go now. Ooh.
Yeah,
it
does.
Literally,
oh my God.
I'm haunting you now. You know what
tables
I mean?
Tables turn,
tables
mother.
Turn, okay. Tables have shifted. Oh,
wait,
my God.
Would you look up?
No, I can't. I can't. I was trying to look through my old email.
Yeah, Jamie's on
to
her
see if
phone
I can find. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
to see if
she's
I can find her name.
Now.
Well, I know her very specific first name, but I don't remember her last name.
But she's wondering where her ghost is at today. Who's her ghost haunting today?
I'm trying.
Oh gosh. Well, riveting conversation today on the ghosting in the hiring process. I don't see an end to it, but
no.
we'll do our best. You know, we'll do our best. That's all we can do. Let's go ahead, because sake of a hard stop, I have to go look up Heather again, and Jamie has to look up her
yes,
arch nemesis as well. She's going to
next door
neighbor
from 1987. I'll be finding you.
You have to look up your third grade teacher's son, wondering
exactly.
where he's at.
Yep.
You know, so we're going to do that real quick, so we do have a hard stop, so that we can transition into stalking. But pivoting now into some questions and comments. Do we have any questions and comments before we close?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you all believe in ghosts? Is that what you're
Are you have? Reading my fucking mind? Okay, I have another one though, so.
Oh my gosh, were you all going to have the same question?
Like a good meeting. See, I got to it first. Yeah, yeah. You don't get credit. You don't get credit for that question, Jamie.
Well, it's funny that you should say that. So last night I was on the phone with my six-year-old and he had to go upstairs and he was like, but I'm scared, mommy. And he literally just starts bawling, screaming, running through the house, like, because we're on FaceTime. And I was like, baby, we don't have any ghosts. I was like, they're not even real. I 100% believe in ghosts. I'm like, sorry, kid.
Well, I was when you said last night, I was worried because Jamie's staying at my house.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was don't bring your shit with me. Get out.
They're cool with me. Okay. Ghosts and I chill.
Yeah. So in my family, everyone has had multiple instances of something.
Yeah.
Right. So my aunts and uncles, my mom, cousins, like we've all had like experiences of something, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe because we live in San Antonio and it's quite the haunted city. I have no idea. But all I know is that I don't know everything. Right. So I leave the door open for any possibility of anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, do I know that there's ghosts? No. I haven't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do I think there is? I don't know. Right. So I'm one of those people. Like, I leave the door open for everything. But I do love a good documentary on people being haunted and stuff. You know what I mean? That's my bag. I love watching stuff like that.
I want to do a ghost tour in like Savannah or Charleston.
Yeah. We have them in San Antonio.
I was going to say,
so when
you said
visit,
that, okay, we'll do that. Because I do, like, I love, I don't know what I believe in that. We're going to get
philosophical.
I'm open, but I love a tale. Like, I love a story time.
Oh, me too.
I love hearing other people's like experiences, especially like in older times. And I love the Haunted Mansion at Disney World.
Oh, Sam. I do too.
It's such a phenomenal ride.
Yeah, I do too. Jamie, what do you got?
Just remember that you're always somebody's weird coworker. So just leaving you with a parting thought.
Well, I know that for a fact.
Yeah. Trying to think about the people think I'm the way. I know. Man, that's true.
But I've always brought the fun.
I bring the fun, but I know I'm the quirky one.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, that girl.
I love
that girl Jamie in HR.
I do. I love the fun at work. And I have to recognize everyone's fun isn't the same and on all of those things. But you think back to like, I don't know, some of those things. Like, I'm just, like, thinking through things in my mind of, like, those funny stories at work. And it just, it's a good time.
Yeah.
But life's too short to be boring.
Yeah.
Or bored.
I agree. I totally agree with that. I love having fun in any place I choose to be, the workplace included. So not a question, but a quick comment for me. I could frame it as a question, but I think I could just make it a comment. I'm not sure. LinkedIn cringe. Right. We've talked about the LinkedIn today here, you know, and how I don't have any privacy settings because I do not give a fuck. But you're going to see me seeing you. But LinkedIn cringe. It seems to be at an all-time high lately.
Yes.
You know, every time I open that up, man, I am reading some crazy shit.
Yeah.
That's just kind of a blanket statement. But question for you all. Have you seen anything recently on LinkedIn where you're just kind of like, oh my God, like ick, like you feel secondhand embarrassment, you know?
Well, no, but you know, there's a really good meme page. I don't even know if you'd call it a meme page, but it's called Best of LinkedIn.
Oh,
and they
really?
Find the cringiest shit.
Yeah.
I repost them a lot, but they find the cringiest post. And of course they black out the name, but
you can
I'm telling
it.
You, it's amazing.
I did not know that.
I saw one over the holidays. I think I saw it through that, or maybe Jordan reviews it. I think Jordan reviews it, shared it. And he was like, this is it, the end of LinkedIn. So it was like right at Christmas time, but she posted this before Christmas and talked about a prior Christmas and it, based on the calendar, it must have been 2 years prior. So she was holding on to the story, but she was out of England and had a recruiting firm. And she talked about how over time she had her people work on Christmas Eve because often they have really pressing projects there. It's a search firm. So as someone, multiple people point out in comments, if I have a recruiter reaching out to me on Christmas Eve,
yeah, go fuck yourself, yeah.
That I will be declining yeah. that. Like that is mm-hmm. that is not as urgent
I don't want
as you
that
think.
Job.
But she's, her, the point of it was, you know, that she gave them over time. They were supposed to work a full day. Over time, she would let people out at noon. And so the morning of Christmas Eve, one of her employees stopped by and said, are we getting, you know, what time are we going to close today? And she said, everyone worked till 5 that day. Because I realized what I was doing to be nice, everybody just took for granted. So employees, it's a two-way street. And when people do something nice, don't just take it for granted. She got so roasted in those comments. She ended up deleting that and putting a new one where she kind of still tried to justify it. And people are like, mm-hmm. no, ma'am. Like,
yeah, don't double down.
No. And it was like, but she also had like, you know, the spacing and the affirmative statements. And I don't know what she thought she was like, Bob Cratchit.
LinkedIn spacing.
It was, but so it was, when people put those things out there, especially of employers who think that they are really doing good shit, it's probably not. So.
And everyone's chat GPTing their post now on LinkedIn and then talking about how they're chat GPT.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The rocket ship emoji.
Yeah. 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 We're taking off, people. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So LinkedIn cringe. That's always a good one. But hey, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of HR Besties. We hope you enjoyed our staff meeting. And we certainly wish you, I was going to say happy haunting, but that's not the right way to say that, right? A happy unhauntingness.
Happy
We hope you don't get ghosted this year.
Okay, well, there you go. Like making
yeah,
it all
ghost.
Clean.
Ooh.
Talk to you next time, besties.